Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it? And I see you're newer in business, right? You have about 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Been pretty good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And what do you do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
It's mainly word of mouth. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it's a new year. What are you looking to accomplish this year? What are your goals?
We're expanding into everything. We're already general contractors, but we're going to be starting pools this year, installing fiberglass pools. There's a lot of stuff we want to do and get into, but it's just we got to start making money with advertising and stuff like that first. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can definitely help you out on that end. I did do a quick search on Google for your business, and I just want to verify because what's popping up is the Rivertown Construction Services, LLC. Is that you? I mean, I know it's not the same name, but that's what's popping up.
No, it should be Rivertown Property Management, LLC.
Okay, yeah, the address that's on this Google business profile is the 4054 in Ridgewood Drive.
Yeah, we're 4025 Highway 71.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just assuming you guys haven't made a Google business profile yet, have you?
I don't think so. It's probably one of the things I probably should have put, but we have Yelp and everything else, you know?
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not a problem because we actually do Google business profiles as well if you don't have one. So we can help you out with that. It's a kind of a big deal just because if one of your clients is looking up your company info and this other company is popping up, that's already, you know, a confusion in its own. Thankfully, that other Google business profile doesn't have a phone number on there, so if they do get confused, they won't accidentally call the other number.
What did you search for when you pulled that up?
I put down exactly Rivertown Property Management in Conway, South Carolina.
You said in Conway?
Yes. Conway, and then I put, yeah, SC.
Well, if you put Rivertown Property Management in Conway, South Carolina, it actually pulls us up first, and then it has our property vendors, our Yelp is there, MapQuest is correct, Instagram's there, and then you got Rivertown Property Inspection.
So it pulls it up in the organic side. Are you on a desktop?
Yeah.
So if you look to the right, that's where the Google business profile pops up of the
Rivertown
Construction
Services. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, that's actually,
you know. Yes, yes. So what we're going to do is get you your own Google business profile. So, yes, you will show up in the organic section the correct way, but your actual Google business profile with your company, your pictures, your contact info, your correct address, that's going to pop up on its own Google business profile. So that's the first thing we're going to want to fix. And the good news, too, about our services is that they are exclusive, which means that when we start working with you, we do close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. No sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. And we do that with first page placement. So I don't know if you've ever done a search online on Google and, like, for example, for a restaurant or a service in your area, and a list of businesses pop up and the map. Okay, that's exactly where we're going to be putting you, where that Google business profile is going to be going. So based off of all of the services that you offer, you're going to get about 15 keywords. Anytime somebody searches one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up on that first page. So we do first page placement on Google, on Bing. We also run Facebook ads. I know you did mention Instagram. Do you guys have a Facebook account by any chance?
We do.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. The way that we run Facebook ads is we retarget the same people that were looking for your services across the web. I don't know if you've ever experienced, you look something up online, then you go to do something else, and an ad pops up for what you were looking for. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's like it knows. Yes, yes. So that's exactly what we're going to do for your business. The same people that are looking for your services, we're going to retarget them with ads. They're going to be able to click to call you directly. Everything is tracked through a dashboard, so you are going to be able to see that it's working for you, how many calls, clicks, the location these people are searching for your services from. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract, and it's just a flat rate of $2.99 a month. Everything's included for that pricing.
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions? I know I was saying a lot. I'm sorry.
Now, I have access to cancel this or whatever.
Of course. So
or
it is
anything.
It's a month-to-month service, so there's no contracts. You can cancel whenever you'd like. The only thing that we do ask, though, is that you give us at least 2 months to show you that we can bring in work for you. Simply because for your Facebook ads to be up and live, it's as soon as 7 to 14 days, and for your first page placement, it's 30 to 45 days. That's the max amount of time, because we do have to get that Google business profile going for you. Google mails you out a verification pin to verify you are a legitimate business. That process does take a little bit, but that's why we ask that you give us at least 2 months. But there's no contract, so you can cancel whenever you'd like.
Right, okay.
I know I shot you with a lot of information, huh?
So what is it? Just $2.99 and then you guys will get this running?
Correct, yes. So basically the way that it would work, I'm going to get basic information from you. I get payment. I text and email everything over to you. I set up an onboarding call. They are the ones that go more into detail about your company info, keyword searches, all of that. And the process starts right away. So what do you think? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah, I do, because we're really trying to push out the marketing this year so we can bring in more business. So.
And this is exactly what's going to help you out with that. I'm going to get the keywords that you want, the jobs that you want to be found for as well, since you are expanding in different markets. So let me first get your basic info, make sure I have it correct. William, I have the spelling of your first name, W-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Yeah, you could just put everything under Crystal Smith with a C.
Okay, Crystal Smith.
The business is completely in her name. She's right here.
Okay,
I am.
Oh, hi, Crystal. My name is Laura. Nice to meet you. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
That's good, good. I'm glad I have both of you on the phone, too. Crystal, is the card that you're going to use for payment, is it going to be under your name or William's name?
It'll be in my name.
Okay, so I'll put your name down, William, since your card's under your name, and I'm going to put Crystal as an authorized user on the account as well. So.
Okay, yeah, because I need somebody else to be able to edit or whatever we got to do.
Yeah, Crystal will be able to do that also. So, Crystal, what is your last name?
Smith.
Smith, that's right. Okay, my apologies, Crystal. Okay. And then, William, what is your last name?
Same thing.
Smith, okay. And then what email would you guys like to use?
You can use...
73.
Smith.
Okay.
191973. 191973. So it'll be
191973@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Okay. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 4716, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also, if you go on our website, there's another number under mine. That's our office number.
Okay. So let me do.
The office number would probably be better just because it's I'm not always available to answer the phone.
Okay. So the 843-284-6202, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the office line. Okay. And for, let me see here, company name, just to verify this is the way that it's going to look, is Rivertown Property Management. It's three words. Is that correct?
LLC. With the LLC.
LLC. All right, let's add the LLC. And for business address, let me take a look here. I have 4025 Highway, 701
yep.
South?
Yep.
Okay, Conway. Yep. Okay, now for your address on your Google business profile, would you like to hide it, or is it okay if it's showing?
No, it's okay if it's showing.
Okay.
Because I want people to know that we're local and we're right here. It shows on every other thing we have out there. So.
Well, our guy that works in the office is Indonesian. So
yeah.
He's got that headset, so we want them to understand that we are either.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. I'll make sure to put that down on the notes as well. And for services that you offer, my onboarding team, they do the research on what keywords are searched the most in your area. When you have your onboarding call, they'll go over those so you can decide what you want to use. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Roofing,
fencing, flooring, remodels, painting.
Carpentry.
Interior and exterior?
Yeah. Yep.
Painting.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Like I said, we're general contractors, so, and we're not just in South, we're in North Carolina as well, so.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I put down so far, so general contractor work, roofing, fencing, flooring, remodels, interior and exterior painting, carpentry, and then actually let me put down, okay, yeah, that's what I got so far. Do you want me to add anything else?
Did you put flooring down?
Yeah, you put flooring down?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Is that good for now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. We can always add or take away. And in your onboarding call, they go more into detail, so no worries on that end. Now, your onboarding call, it is 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window.
Crystal will probably do that.
Okay, that's not a problem. Crystal, what does your availability look like? I do have some time today, tomorrow or Friday.
Probably Friday.
Friday would be the best, yeah.
Friday, okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon?
Morning's
good.
Okay, I have between 10 and 11 on Friday. Does that work?
That works.
Okay. 10 to 11 Friday. I'm going to email you a Google invite as well when we're off the phone. So if you need to change it or anything, you can email me, you can text me, or you can also call me. I'm gonna send you right now our office line, and it also has my direct extension, so you can always reach me there also. Just let me know if you did receive it. I just sent you the text message.
What'd you text it to?
I texted to the 4716 number.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Now we're doing the Google business profile. Is your business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you do have a Facebook page. Now, you do have a website, and I think your website looks great. I can include a website if you would like us to make one for you.
No, I actually made my own website.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks good, so I just thought I'd ask. Okay, perfect.
We do a lot of foreclosed homes for banks as well, and that's what the website is based around. But I gotta change a lot on it. I gotta add to it. So
yeah, we have a dump trailer, so we can actually do cleanups too if people need it.
Yeah, like junk removal and stuff like that. There's a lot I have to add to the website yet, but we can do that later.
Oh, Do you want me to put down junk removal on services that you offer as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, got that down. And now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay. I'm going to go by counties.
Okay.
So
let's go one by one. I'm
going to...
Yeah, every time you tell me one, I'm going to look it up on Google to make sure I have the correct spelling. So we'll go one by one. I'm ready for the first one.
All right, because it's is that a cell phone that you just text me from?
It's the work line, but you can text me right back. It goes into my little thing.
Does it accept photos? Because I'm going to text you our cover map, and then it has all the county names on it.
It doesn't accept photos, but I can just send you an email and you can respond to the email with a picture. Does that work?
Okay, let's do that. Yep.
Okay, so
It'll save you a lot of time, trust me.
Okay.
We cover a pretty good deal of South Carolina and North.
Okay, let me, I'm going to email you right now your onboarding call, which is going to be on Friday, and you can just respond straight to that email. So let me send it real quick.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you get it too, so.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate that. Okay.
This is blocked on yours for some reason. I think ad blocker that's blocking it. See, yeah, this is Rooftown Constructions.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to pop up on people's computer.
Okay.
To the main page, no matter what they're searching for.
Okay.
If they search for our services, we'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
What?
I just sent the Google invite, so you should be receiving it.
Let's do the email.
Yeah, I sent it to the Smith 1919.
Okay, I'm going to reply to it, and I'm going to put that picture.
Perfect.
It's the one that has the outline.
And that's my email, by the way, so you can also send me emails there if anything.
Okay. So what this is, you're going to see that there's a black outline, like a marker. Well, just let me know when you get it, and then you'll...
Okay, and then we can go over it. While I wait for that to go through, hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Well, okay, so we do emergency services, like if somebody has a plumbing issue or something like that, we could do that 24 hours a day, or we can do... or where you are also 7:30 to 5:30.
Okay. It might be a good idea then to put 24/7 since you offer emergency services, because if you put certain hours that you're open, if somebody looks you up in the middle of the night and it shows that you're closed, they're not going to call you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you can always change this if you need to on your dashboard. That's going to be basically the brains of everything. So, you can always change it. You can call us to change it. That's not a problem. Okay, so 24/7, perfect on that end. And then have you emailed it back by any chance?
I did. If you could take a look at it, and then I'll...
There we go.
The
I just
county.
Got it. Perfect.
Okay, do you see every... Now, in South Carolina, you see what's highlighted or circled pretty much in black outline?
Yes, those are all counties, or are they cities?
Those are all the counties that we cover in South Carolina. And then there's a little bit up in North Carolina that we cover right there that's highlighted in black marker. So.
Yeah, okay, I see it. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's everything that's in the black, like Cherokee, York, Chester, Fairfield, Richland.
Yep. So that's what we cover right now. That's what we do right now, actually. So.
Okay. Perfect. That's pretty self-explanatory. But, I do have one question because I'm looking at it. On the right of the picture, it cuts off. I don't know if it's on my end where it says DIL and then it just says MAR. And I'm assuming the other one is Georgetown. Do you guys cover those as well?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see what the picture is.
Okay.
Why would it cut off? Oh, it didn't cut anything off on this picture.
Okay. Let me just, are those the only ones that are cut off? The DILL and then the MAR? And I'm assuming Georgetown? Or is there more to the right of that?
Yeah, I don't know what's cut off though, because that doesn't sound right at all.
It's right next to where Marlboro is.
Monroe, hold on a second.
Okay.
Chris, I'm getting my contacts and you're going to have to help me out here.
Yeah, right.
Hold on.
It's okay.
Monroe.
I'm blind right here.
Well, when I put my contacts in, I can't read.
Oh, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah.
And if I'm not wearing my glasses, I can't see shit either up close.
You guys struggle there.
Like the blind. Yeah, the blind and the blind over here.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm not seeing Monroe.
All right, hold on. I can see that now. We got that thing. Well, right there's Dylan.
Right.
Mary.
Okay, so
she's
it's
not
Dylan.
Monroe because she...
Okay. So it's Dylan County. That's I see an M-A-R.
That's Marion.
Okay.
Marion, okay. And
yep.
Then the other one below that that's cut off on my end, it's George. I'm assuming it's Georgetown, right?
Right, but you're missing, like, Horry County, which is exactly where we live.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's missing all that.
Yeah, Georgetown and Horry County are the other two.
Okay, Georgetown and Horry County?
Yep.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can resend it. I don't know why it cut off. It cut off a lot, if that's all you're seeing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see everything to the left. That I do see. The only thing that cut off on my end is on the right-hand side, which is, you know, Dillon County, Marion County, Georgetown, and Orr County.
Right, but that would be all this, too. So
yeah,
take a picture of this.
But you're, like, missing. All right, hold on a minute.
Yeah, he's going to resend another picture.
Okay, that's fine. That works. I mean, he could just, maybe because the picture was too big, it couldn't send the whole thing. So maybe just send more to the right side so I can just get what's missing. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, because the North Carolina area is literally just above Dillon. And it's
off
to that right side. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send you this one.
Okay.
That one. I'm going to send them large this time instead of actual size.
Okay, let's see if it works.
Because you'll see there's a bunch missing from where you were cut off.
Okay, good. I'm glad I asked about that then.
Get that now?
Let me verify. I did. Okay, I got a few different pictures. Let me see them all real quick. Okay. That's so weird how it's still cutting it off. Let me see the other picture. Oh. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now I see it. Okay, which is Cumberland, and this is North Carolina, right? Bladen, Columbus.
Yeah, you'll see that Dillon's there, right next to the border.
I do see it.
There.
And Horry, yeah.
The
okay.
Silence.
Yes. I got that after I said it.
Yeah, we kept saying it too, and people will get so upset. They're like, it's Ori, not Ori.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, gosh. That made my morning. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. If you go down to Myrtle Beach in the area that we were at, it was Ori, for sure.
So we have an appointment we have to drive to and be there by noon. How much longer is this going to take?
All I need is payment, and I'm going to text and email you over everything, and I'm done. So let me get to the payment page. And for the billing, is there any middle initial in William Smith?
It's E.
Okay. And the billing address, is it the 4025?
Yep.
Okay. And then what type of card is it?
MasterCard.
Okay. I am ready whenever you are.
It is 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0589.
Mm-hmm.
7104-6191.
Okay, and the expiration?
1127.
And security code?
734.
Okay, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you can pick whatever answer, just as long as both of you know the answer to it. So you can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay. And what name is it?
It's K-O-K-O.
Coco. K-O-K-O. Cute. Okay, perfect. Coco.
Knock out, mash out. It's for the rocket theme.
It's cute. Okay, the last thing I'm going to do is just a voice verification. I'll go through this fairly quickly since I know you guys are in a bit in a rush. It's just to outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, let me know. It is on a recorded line. And then I'm going to email and text you everything, and we're done. So for the first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Rivertown Property Management, LLC.
Okay, perfect. And actually, William, since you're the one on the card, can you do the voice verification just because I do ask you if you're on the card and whatnot. Anyways, please state the name and title within your business.
Rivertown Property Management and the manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we do ask you that security question, and we do call you from the 877 number, which is the number that I did send over to you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? I'm going to reword this because it gets confusing. Basically, you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing because it does start messing up your listing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, perfect. I'm glad I cleared that up. Now, for your payment and the initial term and account setup is going to be charged to date in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All we ask is that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due, and you just need to call our office line. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just make sure you get the emails and the text messages with the invoice and everything, and then we're pretty much done. So, and I'm going to text you over a YouTube video as well, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. So whenever you have a chance, take a look at that. Let me make sure it gets sent over to you. Okay, it looks like it is getting sent over to you already. Can you verify that you received the text message? Okay, you did.
Yeah, I got the text, and I got a thing from Capital One saying it was paid. So.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we are done. I don't want to take up much more of your time. You have my contact info. Any questions, please feel free to reach out. But if not, we will speak with you on Friday, and it'll be to be between 10 and 11 your guys' time. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, William and Crystal. Do you guys have any questions for me before I let you guys go?
No, that's it.
We're good.
All right. Well, thanks so much. You guys have a lovely day. I'll speak with you on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.